Rebbe says, this generation, however, is different. This generation is different, that in this generation, the leader of the generation who experiences the revelation of the Geula does have the power to communicate it to us. And the Rebbe says, one of the things that you see the difference between this generation and the previous generation is the tremendous spread of Yiddishkeit and Chassidus. And the Rebbe also connects this with Jewish women and connects this with the fact that we see a tremendous increase in women lighting Shabbos candles. So that's the proof that our generation is ready for all revelations all at once, without, and that within the revelations themselves should be expressed in film. So the question is, where do you see the connection? Where do you see that? Because our generation spread Yiddishkeit more, and our generation spread Chassidus more, and in our generation more people take a match and light a candle. That's proof, that's an indication that we're ready for the highest, greatest revelations. What is it? What is it? What it means is, there's two kinds of powers that people have. There's a power that you have which is your own power. And then there's a power that you have which someone else gave to you. What's the difference? Your own power you feel even before you use it. When a person approaches, something in order to lift it, the first thing they do is try to feel, am I strong enough to lift it? How do you know if you're strong enough? Because you can feel how strong you are. If you think about it, concentrate on how strong you are, you can actually feel how much strength you are. So you don't even have to actually pick the thing up to find out if you can pick it up. You could actually feel, if you know how much it weighs, you could feel inside yourself if you have the strength or not. So there's certain strengths and powers that we have, right? You pick up a safer, you look at it, you could look at it for 1 second and see, is this something that I can understand or not? You don't have to learn the whole thing to see if you can understand it. Just by taking one look, you could generally have an idea. Do I have enough brain power for this or not? Sometimes, if you don't, someone can teach it to you by breaking it down into small pieces of information. They can teach it to you. But you basically know how much power you have, how strong each one of your strengths are. But what does it mean when a power is invested in you? When God gives you a power? When God gives you a power, or somebody gives you a power that's not yours, so you're not conscious of having it. It doesn't feel like yours. You know when it starts feeling like yours? Only after you actually